Communist commandos penetrated the supposedly attack-proof building in the climax of a combined artillery and guerrilla assault that brought limited warfare to Saigon itself. Associated Press photographer Dan Van Falk, who got inside the building, reported bodies were strewn around the rooms. He said the Viet Cong wore gray uniforms with cartridge belts and that some had red armbands.
Rolling for two.
Communist commandos penetrated the supposedly attack-proof building in the climax of a combined artillery and guerrilla assault that brought your limited beer with fill puppy sniffer.
Here's number three.
Communist commandos penetrated the supposedly attack-proof building in the climax of a combined artillery and guerrilla assault that brought limited warfare to Saigon itself. Associated Press photographer Dan Van Falk, who got inside the building, reported bodies were strewn around the rooms. He said the Viet Cong wore gray uniforms with cartridge belts and that some had red armbands.
This is 4-4.
Communist commandos penetrated the supposedly attack-proof building in the climax of a combined artillery and guerrilla assault that brought limited warfare to Saigon itself. Associated Press photographer Dan Van Falk, who got inside the building, reported bodies were strewn around the rooms. He said the Viet Cong wore gray uniforms with cartridge belts and that some had red armbands.
5, Lee.
Communist commandos penetrated the supposedly attack-proof building in the climax of a combined artillery and guerrilla assault that brought limited warfare to Saigon itself. Associated Press photographer Dan Van Falk, who got inside the building, reported bodies were strewn around the rooms. He said the Viet Cong wore gray uniforms with cartridge belts and that some had red armbands.